Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have the gentleman who was featured in the newscast that we played here yesterday out of Louisiana, where they are recruiting the pastors for during emergencies. I want to play that little two-minute newscast again, then we're going to go to our guest and have him for the next half hour. We really appreciate him joining us, Sandy Davis, director of the Caddo Bossier Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Here's that news piece.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act that forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate, get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at 8 different camps.
Okay, so Sandy Davis is a regional director based out of Shreveport, Louisiana. And down there by Caddo Lake, some good fishing. Go down and see some alligators, too. When I was a kid, we used to go down there. I didn't take my son down there. Sometime when I get some time, where else can you go around and see alligator gar and alligators? But unfortunately, we're in more serious times. I haven't had time the last few years to do such things. And I appreciate Sandy Davis, the Emergency Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness Caddo Bossier office joining us. And of course, he is a career firefighter and has a very long bio here. You can read it up on the website. Thanks for coming on with us, sir.
You're absolutely welcome.
We're going to break here in just a minute. This is our news segment. We're going to come right back after the break. But I specifically want to talk about this program because we've now learned of it. And we're seeing that it's going on around the country.
Absolutely. We realized years ago, and of course, being in the Bible Belt that we're in here in North Louisiana, we realized years ago how important it was to incorporate that faith-based community in any emergency response.
So that's been going on for, I mean, how old is this specific program?
Probably at least 10 or 12 years we've been using it here in the Caddo Bossier area.
So this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, it started off, Darrell Tuberville, who was also featured in that news release, was the chaplain for the Shreveport Fire Department. He now has his doctorate and has moved on into private practice, but he has basically coordinated that, and it started from critical incident stress management programs where we realize that responders have mental health issues as they respond to these disasters, and it just kind of grew from there.
Well, sure. I mean, there's always been chaplains, hitting the beaches of Normandy.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're always going to have those there, but there's been some new facets added to this from what I've seen. So we'll be right back with an expert who can answer our questions on this. He's Sandy Davis, and he's with the Caddo Bossier Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness.
Now, you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., we're here live. If you have any questions for our guests, you can go up to the message board up on PrisonPlanet.com, and you can post some questions there, and I can bring them up to our guest. He's a retired career fire service professional, and he's been involved in all sorts of emergency management. He's based in Shreveport, Louisiana, and is the emergency manager for the surrounding areas there with local Homeland Security. And he was in the newscast that we just played on a local television where they talked about martial law. And we did see that during what happened with Katrina. They did go into high and dry areas and take guns. That was on ABC National News with Bob Woodward, covered that. Specifically, we're talking about the clergy being involved in all this. And again, you've always had different chaplains and others on ships of war, and in every war we've been in, there were chaplains on both sides of the Revolutionary War. I think the difference here, Mr. Davis, is that they've been recruited to, quote, quell and calm people during emergencies. Can you specifically speak to that role?
Well, I think that we may have exaggerated that role a little bit in that news story, if that's fair. The chaplain program is designed to serve as a liaison person between local law enforcement and fire and other emergency responders and the civilian population which we serve. In the event that we have a disaster, whether natural or man-made, that clergy would continue to serve as that liaison and perhaps have pre-established relationships with those civilian population that perhaps the first responders have not established, if that makes sense.
Well, let me raise this to you, because a year ago I was contacted by several preachers, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and I was given documents, and they were told this is a secret program, and that they were recruited in to even give sermons, getting people ready in case martial law or a huge emergency ever came. Have you heard anything about that?
I certainly have not. I know that, of course, you know, in the state of Louisiana, we spend all our time in the pulpits trying to get people elected, you know. I'm kidding about that. But, no, I have not heard about such a program. Now, would it surprise me? It wouldn't surprise me if there are some, perhaps some areas of the country where they're doing that. But I'm not aware of a formal program that we have that that would do that.
But this program that you have, I mean, there are preachers on the newscast saying that we're Romans 13 and we go tell people to submit to the civil authority and let's all argue about this after the emergency. I mean, they're not exaggerating, are they?
Well, I'm embarrassed to tell you that even though I was on the newscast, I didn't see the whole thing. I don't really know what context they were. I just happen to have my Bible in front of me here. I'm going to turn to Romans 13 so I know what we're talking about.
Well, would you like me? Well, Romans 13 is it? I mean, you know, Jesus was killed for not following the civil and religious government. Most of the disciples were killed for that. Hitler's favorite verse was Romans 13 about submitting to government. Of course, it means submit to godly government, not submit to Adolf Hitler.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I think that I'm surprised that this clergy program has taken that twist, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I mean, let me be honest with you. You sound like a nice fella, and I know that there's good people in emergency management everywhere. I remember Thomas Sanchez in Kingsville, Texas, back when the chief of police in San Antonio threw the Delta Force out in 99. You can just Google that and find it. And I went down and interviewed him. He talked about seeing PDD 25 and things like that. Have you heard about the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and how that federalized the National Guard completely?
Yes.
So you are aware of these changes?
Absolutely. And I'm trying to pull it up right now as we talk. I've as you well know, I got kind of short notice to be a guest here today, and I want to be sure that I'm talking intelligently about the issue. So,
well, listen, our concern is that we know that all over the country they've recruited 26,000 preachers, and we got the documents that said get people ready for forced inoculations, for gun confiscation and relocation to camps, including the split up of families. And if you like, I can get you those hundreds of pages of documents. But in this program, you're not aware of anything like that?
No, sir. No, sir. That was not the original intent of the clergy program response program in Caton-Bossier parishes.
Now we typed in this clergy response program and found it all over the country. Was this I understand you already had one there, but was this germinated by the feds or who founded this? Who runs this?
Well, Darrell Tuberville, who was also in that news piece, was the catalyst for putting together this clergy response. And like I mentioned in the earlier...
Did you go to school up in Tennessee? Because they have a national school where they're training thousands of preachers for this. And then they come back...
No, I'm not sure where... he's got his doctorate from... in family counseling, actually, from some university here in Louisiana. But... let me quick concentrate, and I'm trying to pull it up on the Internet while I'm talking to you.
Well, I mean, let me just say this. Certainly we were all raised that in the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany, they used the state churches with the preachers to spy on the people and to tell them to submit. And
sure.
So that's why, I mean, you heard that newscast talk of preachers in camps and everything else.
Yeah, and I... here again, I'm of the opinion that that news story may have sensationalized what the intent of this clergy response was.
Well, here's the problem. Congress isn't allowed to see the new emergency management plan. They've always been able to before, and they're supposedly co-equal to the executive. So the Homeland Security Committee is upset right now, and a lot of top people in both parties are saying, well, I mean, a top Republican, let me just pull the article out here, just called for Bush to be made dictator. And Chertoff told CNN yesterday that we may have to have passports to travel inside the U.S.
Man, I hope and pray we never come to that. I'm dumbfounded by that statement, to be quite honest.
Why can't they just profile the illegal aliens in people?
Having come from a governmental agency for my entire adult life, that's always been my argument. Why do we blanket the entire organization when there's one person creating a problem, you know?
Unless the target is just basically getting a handle and control over the public themselves.
I'll go along with you on that. That's what their intent is.
Sure, I mean, by profiling, I don't mean just go out and start grabbing anybody who looks like they're Arabic or looks like they're a Mexican. I mean, go to the day labor site and you see 100 guys in cowboy hats. They're illegal aliens.
Sure.
And then go up and you've got probable cause and then you've got them. I mean, that's my point is I've pulled up to checkpoints on I-35 and had police want to search my car. And I'm going, you know, what are you doing this for? There's literally illegal aliens running around everywhere.
Right.
So that's my only point. How many pastors in your geographic area? How many counties are you over?
Well, we have parishes, of course, rather than counties, but I'm responsible for Caddo and Bossier parishes, and then there's 7 parishes in northwest Louisiana, which I have coordination responsibility for. It doesn't pay anything extra, just more of one of those things where the rural parishes don't have the assets that we have in the metropolitan area. And in that area, we've probably got, I don't know factually, but I'm guessing that we got somewhere in the neighborhood of about 40 pastors that participate in this clergy response program.
Well, I'm going to send you information on the national program because it was secret. When they first did this, they recruited me and said, this is secret. And then we actually got the documents, and Homeland Security got so upset, they actually tracked back where this guy worked and fired him from the hospital. He still has his church. But this is a secret program, and what that newscast reported mirrors what we heard about the secret program.
Yeah, well, I am embarrassed to say that I have no knowledge of that program at all, and I am, if that's the case, I'm shocked and disappointed that is what has happened. I'm going to try to contact Darrell, who heads that up, and see if would you want to get him on the air?
We tried to get him on. We've been calling since yesterday. We're only able to get through to you. You're the only guy who answers this telephone. We called the two preachers in the newscast. We Googled the name and the parishes and found a whole bunch of names, more than a dozen. We called 6 or 7 of those, and all the secretaries are real sweet and giggle and say they're out. I guess they're just there on Sunday and Wednesday nights.
Yeah. Let me, I tell you what, during the next break, I will call Darrell. I got that super secret squirrel number for him. You know.
Good. Yeah.
And I'll see if I can get him.
You got
him
the cell phone number when he's out on the bass boat.
There you go. You know how preachers are. You know.
He's probably got a big Parson engine Cadillac too.
He's a good guy. Really. I'm shocked. That's really and truly why I'm shocked that clergy response has taken that twist. If that in fact has. Is the case.
No, I promise you. And look, this may just be some satellite, or there may be one of them that's a Fed, or it may not be. I mean, I hope it isn't. It's just that this ended up being in some Ohio and Pennsylvania papers, and I'm looking at the article, Secret FEMA Plan to Use Pastors as Pacifiers in Preparation for Martial Law, a Nationwide Initiative Trains Volunteers to Teach congregations to obey the government during seizures of guns, property, forced inoculations, and forced relocation. And I mean, and we have hundreds of pages of documents. And then he was scared to death, the first preacher we talked to, and said, please don't, you know. And then they found out where he faxed it from. He didn't fax it from his church. He faxed it from a store. They went back and tracked where it was from and then went after him for it. That's how secret. And I'm sure you've heard about PDD 51, where Bush now announced that he's above the Congress. We'll be right back, sir. You've got 3 minutes to make that phone call.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Well, he's a really nice fella. You know, when we get these guys on and they don't seem legitimate, we yell and scream at them. But I haven't met a lot of firefighters I don't like. And because they really are real public servants. And we really appreciate him coming on the show today with us. Sandy Davis, he's the emergency management director for, nine counties total. And they're in the Caddo and Bossier, his main counties, up in Shreveport, here in right on the Texas-Louisiana border area. And were you able to talk to the pastor who's heading up this whole program during the break?
God is answering service, which is probably what same thing you got. I tell you what I'd like to do, Alex. I guess I've been kind of caught off unaware of this whole situation, and I'm embarrassed not to be any more knowledgeable of it than I am, but I am going to do some research on it over the next couple of days.
Well, I've got a sneaking suspicion that this is going to be the federal deal, and that and there's so much is going on. I mean, I don't even know what's going on in my own life half the time, so it's not bad that you're not aware specifically where it came from, because the name is the same, the whole operating MO is the same, and I frankly think you're going to find that that newscast didn't exaggerate as much as you thought.
Yeah, well, perhaps not. And but I know this, that personally and professionally, I would not support that kind of operation. And if I have been guilty of supporting that unaware, then shame on me. And so what I'd like to do is have the opportunity to research this a little bit, get with those that local clergy response, and find out exactly what that program entails, and then perhaps be able to come back on sometime early next week and maybe discuss
next,
a little more intelligence.
Next Monday we'll call you and see if you want to come on Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, and look, go ahead.
We'll just call you Monday, and then you can do it at your convenience. I'll just have Trey, my producer, call you, sir, on Monday. And listen, I really appreciate your openness and your honesty, and you sound like a good constitutionalist to me. And but at the same time, I would ask those preachers to see their specific handbooks, because let me tell you, this is the exact same name and same MO as the federal deal.
Well, I just, you know, like I say, I know that the initial purpose of this was not to take control of the civilian population during times of disaster, that it was strictly to support the those emergency responders and their mental and physical well-being during response to disasters, and to help.
Well, that's why they've had the clergy for 1,000 years during problems. But see, that's why it's perfect for the feds to come in and take over that role.
Sure, and I can certainly understand that. And I mean, if I was going to find somebody to try to convince one of my family members to come over to my side, who else but the clergy to better do that?
Well, exactly. They've shown statistically, psychiatrists and psychologists don't do a very good job on average, that preachers are really the... I mean, I personally have been counseled in my life by preachers as a youth and even in the last 5-6 years. So it's perfect.
But I will, I'll make you this promise, that I will research the local clergy response and find out and be just as open and honest with you about what I find out as I have been about my ignorance of it today.
Okay, well, listen, we really, it's refreshing to talk to a public servant like yourself, Sandy Davis, and we'll talk to you next week, sir, and we appreciate your time.
Okay, Alex, take care.
Take care. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, I get a lot of these bureaucrats on. They're arrogant, they're haughty, they're full of themselves, they're deceptive, and that fellow just doesn't know what's going on, because he's a firefighter, and he's busy really trying to prepare for emergencies and hurricanes and things. Meanwhile, he's got preachers who, again, road to hell paved with good intentions. A lot of these preachers believe Romans 13, but there's no spinning what you heard that preacher say. There is no spinning the fact that they were submit to government, do what they say, get ready for martial law, and that the handbooks are turn your guns in and go to the FEMA camp and do all of this. But it makes you feel a little better. And as I've said, the feds can claim they're going to take something over. They can claim they're going to be able to enforce something. They can claim they're going to get their martial law. But when push comes to shove in Idaho and Indiana and Illinois and Louisiana and Texas and Alabama and New Mexico and Northern California and Oklahoma and Georgia and Virginia and Maine and Rhode Island. I mean, we ought to add to all this. Remember 2-3 years ago, the governor tried to declare martial law in Rhode Island and say you couldn't criticize the government or you'd be arrested? I mean, that was in the paper. And hundreds of people showed up to protest that day, and he apologized. And see, they're seeing what they can get away with. They're probing, they're pushing. And a big terror attack could carry them through. That's the only way they could get away with declaring this, and that's why they may stage one.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on Ken Solar and solar.com.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
I heard from Frank that LBJ had designated Gordon Meyer Jr. to undertake a larger organization while keeping it totally secret. Gordon Meyer himself was a rather favored member of the Eastern aristocracy. He was a graduate of Yale University and had joined the Marine Corps during the war and lost an eye in the Pacific fighting. I think that LBJ settled on Meyer as an opportunist, parent like himself, a parent, and a man who had very little left to him in life ever since JFK had taken Cord's wife as one of his mistresses. I would suggest that Cord Meyer welcomed the approach from LBJ, who was, after all, only the vice president at that time. And, of course, could not number four admirer among JFK's admirers. Quite the contrary. As for Dave Phillips, I knew him pretty well at one time. He worked for me during the Guatemala project. He made himself useful to the agency.
That's E. Howard Hunt. When he thought he was going to die 3 years ago, he deathbed confession how he ran the operation to kill JFK. As high up as his command structure went was President LBJ. We know it went above that. There's been attempts by people in our, quote, community to claim that I'm saying it went only to LBJ. No, the man who was ordered to kill him got his orders from LBJ. That's what we reported here, not what was misrepresented, as usual. But we are joined by Paul Kunstler here in just a few minutes, who has run a major media operation there in D.C. for quite a while. And he's not a rich man. He spent $196,000 of his own money, much of his money, to put a full-page ad in the front section of the New York Times. And that type of action has to be respected to get out the new declassified info, which, again, just adds to the pile of open-and-shut case the military-industrial complex had JFK killed. So Arthur Kunstler will be joining us here in about 2 minutes. I want to tell you about a new sponsor. Now, you've already heard about them here on the show because they put on huge events, co-sponsored events at UT that I've spoke at, that 1,000 people have attended. They are one of the best bookstores I've ever been in. In fact, probably the best. Thousands of books, thousands of videos. I mean, they've got stuff I've never heard of or seen. Incredible information. 9/11 truth, alternative medicine, the world's banking powers, suppressed sciences, globalization, the North American Union, secret societies and the occult, constitutional studies and law, and many more. It's brave new books, ladies and gentlemen, right at the end of Guadalupe, right where the drag starts. On the south end of Guadalupe, the website is bravenewbookstore.com. On prisonplanet.com, on the right-hand side, we have a big fat link to them. Their symbol is an all-seeing eye of Horus going down vertically, being crushed. bravenewbookstore.com, bravenewbookstore.com, or give them a call at 866-516-6623. They have low prices, and they've got anything and everything and some stuff you never heard of. But not kooky stuff. It's the well-documented stuff. It's very well vetted. It's just an amazing bookstore, and we're so proud to have them as sponsors. And they also have weekly events, sometimes daily events, and different film screenings there and showings and guests that are coming in. So give them a call, 866-516-6623 or bravenewbookstore.com. And I'm going to be having some events there in the next month or so as well. We'll be telling you about those today. There is another fabulous sponsor that I wanted to tell you about, and that's Bedfan. You know, so many people crank down their air conditioners at night, but still you get hot under the covers. I'm the same way. Well, what you do is you hook this little Bedfan up that just goes on the end of the bed. You don't even see it. It plugs in, doesn't make any noise. Now, I guess you put your hair head right up to it, you can hear it, but it's kind of a soothing, just a very low hum. And then it just shoots air, the fan, up under the covers. And it's just I love sleeping in a cold bed. And you can save money on the AC because you got to crank it down to like 65 to really get that cool feeling in the bed. I mean, I love that cool feeling. Some of you may not. You like flopping around in a hot bed. But with this, you can have the thing at 72, 75, and have the bed fan and it's cool. Give them a call, folks, at 1-800-738-0477, 1-800-738-0477, or bedfan.com, bedfan.com. Okay, going now to our guest, Paul Kunstler. Paul, thank you for spending time with us on this Friday edition. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do in D.C., how you started researching the JFK case, and what led you to spend $196,000 of your own money to buy something in the old Silver Lady, the New York Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. I have lived in Washington since Thursday, December 28, 1961. When I was a boy, I had an interest in President Lincoln's assassination, which influenced what I was to do later in life. I actually staged a production at St. Joan of Arc Grade School in St. Clair Shores, Michigan of the day Lincoln was shot and played John Wilkes Booth. But anyways, it gave me, I read other books, and I gave me this belief that people believed in conspiracies. Now, in the fall of 1960, I was active in John Kennedy's campaign for president. And I met John Kennedy the day before Labor Day at Detroit Metropolitan Airport when he came in before for the opening of the campaign in Cadillac Square. That's when Democratic campaigns were open in downtown Detroit because of Labor Day. On January 18th, 1961, I came to Washington for the Kennedy inauguration with another young friend and four other young Democrats. I was in Washington at the time of the assassination, as was my late partner in life, Stephen Brent Miller. We were together more than 42 years before he died. But anyways, I came with a friend, and later in the aftermath of the assassination, when I went back to my parents' home, in the fall of 1964 during the Johnson-Goldwater campaign, I found my friend very disillusioned and cynical, and he didn't approve of my support of Lyndon Johnson. Later on, he became paranoid. But in the spring of 1990, Mark Lane published his landmark book, Rush to Judgment on the Kennedy Assassination, and Jim Garrison had his trial of Clay Shaw in New Orleans. Everything sort of went over my head. You know, I believed we lived in an age of innocence then, and I believed what the government told me. However, my friend in the spring of 1991 sent me a video, and it was consisted of a long Italian film plus Mark Lane's Rush to Judgment, the interviews of dozens of witnesses who were in Dealey Plaza that day. And I kept it for about 6 months, but in October of 91, I watched it over a period of four nights. And I realized at the end of the fourth night that I knew nothing about the assassination and that this was such a central event in my life, I decided to study it. And I then bought my first book, Jim Mars's Crossfire, who was a Dallas journalist.
Sure, good friend of mine. So I mean, that's your background. You also run a big transcript and recording.
Correct, yes. My late partner in life was Stephen Brent Miller. It was his company, Miller Reporting Company, and I inherited it from him after he died on July 18, 2004. Before that, I was with the National Science Teachers Association for 31 and a half years in advertising exhibits. And
sure,
workshops.
Sure. So that's some background. And
yes.
Now there's so much new evidence coming out on JFK.
Correct.
You knew about a couple months ago the new development with the Rolling Stone reporting on the E. Howard Hunt transcripts.
Yes.
where he wrote this out to his son St. John. But you didn't know until just now that we've released and played here the audio where Hunt's admitting that he ran the op to kill Kennedy. And
correct.
I didn't know until last weekend when I saw you on the INN report that new congressional material had been released. So my point is, even if you're in this stuff, there's so much evidence coming out, you can't keep track of it. I mean, what was this new evidence that you discovered, which can be confirmed, released by Congress,
correct,
that is so big you spent $196,000 just to buy one ad?
Yes, it was a two-page spread, too, on the July 31st edition,
yes,
of the New York Times. I will say something further, back up a minute. My company, Miller Reporting Company, reported the Assassination Records Review Board on Monday, November 9, 1998, after the board issued its final report, a final press conference was held to announce that the government autopsy photographs purporting to represent Kennedy's head wounds are forgeries.
Now, again, we had always been told this by the experts, those that talked to the coroners, and a lot of them mysteriously died, but now it's being reported by internal review boards. I mean, go through this slowly for folks.
Okay, great, yes. And it was, there was an AP story, Associated Press story, about that, and there was a long story about it in the Washington Post. But let me tell you, in negotiating with the New York Times through my ad agency, the Times requested 21 changes. And I want to tell you about two of those changes because they're very important. The first one is in the first column about Gerald Posner, his book Case Closed. I have since been in communication with Paul Kangas, it's K-A-N-G-A-S, in San Francisco, and I have learned that Gerald Posner never wrote the book Case Closed. The CIA wrote it for him, and he was in law school, and they just came and got him to use him as a front man.
And what is the documentation for that? I mean, Posner acts completely like a shill. He's now putting out books on 9/11 and, you know, that not being an inside job.
If you ever read Case Closed, basically it's a lot of, he simply says over and over again, I'm right and the others are wrong.
No, and it's written at low-grade moron level, yeah.
Yes, I know. So there's a lot of evidence. I mean, it's absurd, you know. But
what is the evidence this fella has for that? I mean, I believe it, but
he has studied the assassination since 1970, and he has, I'm doing a meeting with him in San Francisco on September 2, from 2 to 5 p.m. It's either going to be at the San Francisco Hilton Towers in downtown San Francisco on O'Farrell Street or across from the at the Hotel Nico. He has 100 slides, including slides of the missing frame of the Zapruder film. You know, all the evidence was all.
But I mean, let's talk about this new congressional situation with the brain.
Correct.
because that's key.
Yeah, it is key. Just hold a minute. Okay, let me get the because this was written by the very individual who held the press conference. I'll read it to you. On Monday, November 9, 1998, the National Archives released to the public all the working files of the Assassination Records Review Board and its staff, covering the recently completed four-year effort of that independent federal agency to find and release government records related to the Kennedy assassination. Among the internal records released that day was a 32-page research paper written by AARP's chief analyst for military records, which provide compelling evidence there were two different brain specimens examined following the autopsy on the body of JFK. President Kennedy's brain, as was expected, and a fraudulent substituted brain specimen at a later date. And the brain photographs in the National Archives today in the so-called autopsy collection are not images of President Kennedy's brain, but are images of someone else's. All photographic records of President Kennedy's brain have disappeared since his pattern of damage was consistent with being shot from the front.
They also stole the brain itself, but yeah.
Yes, that's right. And that happened from the National Archives. Once there was a test that would demonstrate the direction of the bullets.
Now, we also have the original autopsy drawing showing many more holes. That's now
correct.
Come out, too.
Yes. All 14 doctors and nurses at Parkland Hospital knew that he was shot twice from the front, first in the neck and finally in the forehead, which crashed through the back of his head, causing a massive hole in the back of his head. And the small hole in the right temple was covered up, and in the forged photographs, a small matte insert was put into place to cover up the massive hole in the back of his head.
Which you could see on the film anyways. I mean, the whole back of his head blows off.
Yes. Now, I want to tell you something else about the ads. There was a major something that was deleted, and I'll read it to you, and I'll tell you what it was deleted. It's in on page 17 in the first column towards the top. Later that morning, Nixon flew out of Dallas Love Field at 9.05 a.m. on American Airlines Flight 82. He was then legal counsel for Pepsi-Cola and was allegedly in Dallas to attend a company meeting. CIA agent Russell Bentleff will tell the Washington Star in 1976 that Pepsi-Cola had set up a bottling plant in Laos in the early 1960s. Now, this is what was deleted. That did not make Pepsi, but rather converted opium into heroin. And then it goes on. One of the immediate consequences of the JFK assassination will be the escalation of American involvement in Vietnam, in theory, providing the alleged Pepsi-Cola plant with a great deal more business. We know, of course, there would have been no Vietnam War had Kennedy lived. The implication is here is that Pepsi-Cola plant made a lot of money selling heroin to our soldiers in Vietnam.
Amazing. So that's something we obviously wanted out of the ad. Stay there, sir. You put this big ad in the newspaper. I want to talk about the aftermath of it and some of the key info that did make it in the ad, which has been confirmed. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Yeah.
Well, Paul Kunstler's our guest, and if you just Google his name or link through at InfoWars.com, you can find the big two-page spread in the New York Times documenting a lot of information about the assassination of President Kennedy. Coming up the next hour, we're going to open the phones up and talk about neocons openly calling to make Bush dictator of the world. We're not joking. I'm going to read the quotes. This is a known neocon group run by the former CIA director and others calling for Bush to be dictator. They are recruiting preachers all over the country for it. They're gearing up for martial law. Now they're saying we're going to have domestic passports. They could try to pull it, okay? I mean, it's hard to believe, but they're the ones saying it. That's coming up in the next hour. We're going to be taking your calls. And in the 3 or 4 minutes we've got left, Paul, other key points that are in the ad or anything that was taken out of the ad that you'd like to give people your perspective on?
No, but I think I've covered the ad, but I think your program originates in Austin, Texas, correct?
Yes, sir. I think your phone's muffled now. Can you...
Okay.
Sure.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yes, we're in Austin,
okay.
Texas.
Yeah, your program originates in Austin, Texas?
Yes.
Yes, well, I received a letter from Evan Wilson of Austin, Texas, dated August 1, the day after. He wrote to me, "Dear Mr. Kunstler, in November 1963, I was an Army intelligence special agent assigned to Bordeaux, France." He said, "After the assassination, we received a specific lead sheet. Came down. It described the conversation between an enlisted man and his company commander in Germany. The enlisted man had told his captain before November 22 that President Kennedy would be assassinated in Dallas, in Texas."
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence and a lot of information out there, but the fact that the congressional documents are being released about the brains, you know, being manipulated and the wounds being manipulated and the photos being manipulated. We've talked to the people at the funeral home with Lee Harvey Oswald, Jim Mars and others have, where the Secret Service came in and stuck the rifle in his hand to get the prints for the Warren Commission.
But before I go, I need to tell you the most critical piece of evidence.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us.
Pardon?
Yeah, yes, sir. Go ahead and tell us.
Okay, I received a letter from Lawrence Patterson, who's publisher of Criminal Politics magazine. He sent me the book, Regenocide, which means The Killing of the King. In it has the master plan for the CIA's master plan for the assassination. It's called...
Again, sir, your phone's really muffled. Can you talk right into it?
Okay, once again, I received from Lawrence Patterson a book called Regenocide.
Yes.
Which means Killing of the King, by Gregory Douglas. In it, he has the papers of a once high-level member of the CIA and includes the master plan for the assassination called Operation Zipper. And it goes on with great, it begins with the description, with the planning starting in March 1st, 1963, all the way up to the assassination and who was there, including J. Edgar Hoover.
Well, that matches with all the intel we've got from the head guy on the ground, E. Howard Hunt, from the mistress of LBJ and the rest of it. Mr. Kunstler, thank you so much for your research and your work. It was good talking to you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Sorry about that, folks. His phone was out of this world bad, but spent $196,000 to put some interesting facts and some other things we haven't proven that publication. Okay, back to the really big issues on the other side. One full hour left. Stay with me. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.